national security law, the legislative framework of the Hong Kong SAR, in particular the Trade Unions Ordinance on protecting the rights of employees to organize and take part in trade unions activities has remained intact. There is no retrogression or infringement of the rights to freedom of association. As in the past, trade unions are free to affiliate with workers' organizations in foreign countries. During December 2019 to May 2020, the Registry of Trade Unions received over 4,000 applications for registration of trade unions. The great majority of these applications were formed for political purposes with a view to winning seats of the election committee. Despite this, the Labor Department has deployed additional resources to process the application, and about 600 new unions were registered in the past 2 years. No application for registration of a trade union has been refused. In the event of refusal of a registration application, the applicant can appeal to the court of first instance against the decision of the Registrar of Trade Unions. Madam Chairperson, please rest assured that the Hong Kong SAR government will continue upholding the rights of employees to form trade unions and organize trade union activity to defend and promote their occupational interest. Thank you. I will pass the floor to my colleague, Esmond.
Madam Chair, Ms. Abdul Rashaw has made comments on academic freedom and student unions. Academic freedom is an important social value treasured by Hong Kong and is protected